In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This past Monday, of course, we did celebrate the 4th of July, our independence as a nation. And as we do so, we indeed celebrate the many freedoms that we enjoy so joyfully and wonderfully in this great country. And hopefully, as we celebrated our Independence Day, we did so with many words of gratitude to Almighty God, who indeed gives us the gifts and the many blessings that we do have in this great country. In the gospel that we have this weekend, our Lord gives to us the parable of the Good Samaritan. And it is truly a parable at its very core about spiritual freedom, which is the greatest of all freedoms that we enjoy. This famous parable of the Good Samaritan illustrates for us the role of Christ as our Savior and as our Redeemer, the one who gives us true freedom, the one who gives us true liberty. Now, whenever we hear the story of the Good Samaritan, we know that this story is indeed even a popular one in our secular culture. It's even sometimes we hear on the news about Good Samaritans, people maybe going out of their way or stopping along the way to assist someone, to help someone with acts of kindness who is in need of it, even in dire circumstances. Often those persons are called Good Samaritans, and rightfully so, because they relate so well to what we hear in our gospel from St. Luke today. But brothers and sisters, there is a much deeper spiritual meaning to the Good Samaritan parable that we must latch onto and understand in order for us to truly grasp what Christ is teaching. That it is truly more than just a parable about being kind to our neighbor, because after all, even the pagans do that. But the church fathers teach us so beautifully and well and interpret so well what this Good Samaritan passage truly means at its core. Or first and foremost, they recognize that the Good Samaritan is Christ himself. The Good Samaritan is the figure of Christ himself. First and foremost, St. Augustine interprets and explains the passage in this way. He says that the man in the story who is going down from Jerusalem to Jericho represents Adam, the one who, along with his wife Eve, brought sin into the world through their original sin. The city of Jerusalem, because it is a city set on a hill, it represents paradise, while Jericho represents the world and sinfulness. And so the man who represents Adam is moving away from paradise towards sin. That represents the fall of mankind. Augustine says, he fell then among robbers, that is, the devil, who through the disobedience of the first man stripped the race of mankind of the ornaments of virtue and wounding him, that is, by ruining the gift of the power of free will. The church fathers go on to say that the priest and the Levite that we hear about in the parable, who pass along the other side to avoid the man who has been robbed and left for half dead, the priest and the Levite are the law and the prophets who could not heal the wounds of sin. They could not cure the wounds caused by sin, represented in the half dead man. But then comes along in the parable a Samaritan who was a foreigner. He was not of that land. He was not of that region. He came from somewhere else. But this foreigner, having compassion, stoops down to the man and binds and bandages and cleans his wounds. And he burdens him upon his own animal. The church fathers say that the animal that the Good Samaritan places the man upon represents the incarnation, the human flesh of Christ, because his humanity was the instrument by which he chose to redeem us. If Christ did not become a man, he could not have suffered and died for our salvation. And so the animal in the parable represents his human flesh that he sets the half-dead man upon. The Good Samaritan in the parable then brings the man to an inn. The inn, says the church fathers, represents the Catholic Church, the caretaker of souls, which was established to continue to perpetuate the salvific work of Christ. The Good Samaritan remains with the man in the inn, and the next day he gives the innkeeper 2 silver coins, which have a twofold meaning. One, they represent the dual commandment of love of God and love of neighbor, but they also represent the present life and the life that is to come, which should always be on the forefront of our minds. The Good Samaritan then tells the innkeeper to care for the man, and he will repay him when he returns, which the Church Father says means the second coming, whenever our Lord comes at the end of time. So indeed, as we hear the story of the Good Samaritan, we see that there is a much deeper spiritual meaning than the superficial understanding that of being kind to our neighbor, of loving our neighbor, which, of course, is one of the messages and the teachings of Christ through this passage. But, my brothers and sisters, I think it is oftentimes that we certainly want to, and we should, and we do, identify with the Good Samaritan, especially when we do something kind for someone else, when we go out of our way to do an act of kindness. But how many of us, I wonder, have ever identified with the man who fell victim to the robbers? How often do we identify with him? And by that, I mean this. How often do we truly recognize that we need to be healed and redeemed and saved by Jesus Christ in order for us to be the good Christian followers that he calls us to be? We are not just called to be good people. We're called to be supernaturally good people. We're called to be saints. That's what God calls us to, and that's a part of the meaning behind this passage that we hear, that we are called to be saints, but we must first be healed by the divine physician, by the Good Samaritan, who is Jesus Christ. We must first identify with the man who falls victim to robbers before we can identify with the Good Samaritan, because we must first realize that we need redemption. We need God's grace in order to be saved, and we cannot be saved without him. Then we are to go forth and to exercise and to practice the goodness and the faith that God so generously bestows upon us. It is Christ, the Good Samaritan, who gives us true spiritual freedom, who heals us, defends us, and strengthens us. As we hear in the parable, neither the priest nor the Levite of the old law could save Adam, but only the Good Samaritan, Jesus Christ, could save him. And so we do not put faith, supernatural faith, in the natural things of the world. We do not put that supernatural faith to things in the world to look to save us. We do not put supernatural faith in governments and presidents and man-made laws. But above all, we must put our supernatural faith in Jesus Christ and remain firm and steadfast in him. Now, this doesn't mean certainly some governments and some laws of lands can be good, and indeed we hope they are, especially in our own nation. But when it comes down to it, loyalty to God and his church exceeds loyalty to anything on this earth, including loyalty to country. Kingdoms and empires and governments will all pass away, but God and his church will not pass away. We indeed, as we have celebrated this past week on the 4th of July, we indeed must seek to be good citizens, especially as Christians, accompanying our love of God with our love of neighbor, as the parable this weekend does so teach us. We have a duty to be good, faithful citizens, to do just that, in addition to other ways of carrying out our duties as citizens. As good citizens of this great country, we must be even better citizens of our true homeland, that of heaven. And St. Paul reminds us so beautifully in one of his letters, our citizenship is not of this world, but our citizenship is in heaven. And so we should live and act as citizens of our eternal homeland. And so let us do heavenly things, brothers and sisters, especially for the benefit of our souls and the salvation of others. Let us utilize the many gifts and the many avenues of grace that Holy Mother Church gives to us, including going to Mass, going to confession, offering up our sufferings, our sacrifices, our inconveniences, forgiving others, praying for our enemies, praying for those who harm us, and offering them up to God and praying for their conversion too. For just as the Good Samaritan bound up the wounds of the beaten man that we hear of in the gospel, so too does Christ want to bandage our wounds of sin and give us that freedom that lasts for all eternity, true spiritual freedom which is the greatest of freedoms that any of us could enjoy. So as we hear this gospel this weekend, and as we go forth into this new week, let us consider a couple of questions. In what ways do I identify as the man robbed in the gospel that we hear? What wounds of sin are upon my soul that I perhaps need to go to confession for? What are some ways in which maybe I've slipped in my spiritual life, or I know that I need to grow in my spiritual life? And what are some things that I can do in order to remedy that? Maybe going to an extra daily Mass during the week, coming to make a visit to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, truly praying, asking God for the graces that I need in order to be healed and freed from those wounds of sin that do afflict me, caused that have been in so many ways have been self-inflicted by my infidelity to God. So what are some things that I can do this week in order to continue to remedy those wounds of sin? But also, this week, how can we be a good Samaritan and showing that good Christian love to those especially who need it? Do I pray for my enemies? Do I pray for their conversion? Do I pray that they might one day spend heaven with me? Is there a family member or another acquaintance, perhaps, whom I do not like or do not care for? Do I pray for them? And whenever I encounter them, do I do the best that I can to show them Christian kindness? Because these are the things that we are called to do, brothers and sisters. And let us do so with fervency, with devotion, with great reverence for Almighty God. And as we do so, we will be sanctified and grow to become the saints that God calls us to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.